He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, June the 8th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Rob Sanford.
Are you sure we're live?
Is in the house. Let me check my pulse. Just barely.
Okay.
We're
here.
I'm always kicking.
It's not a replay.
And we have the markets live. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 12 points right now to 21,185. Hey, at least the Dow doesn't seem to be too worried about the big media circus and the Comey hearings today. We'll see what comes from it. But, you know, in the released testimony that he's to give, there doesn't seem to be any smoking gun. So, but it, you know, the media is all over it.
Oh, they want there to be.
The world is all over it. The S&P 500 is up 40 cents this morning. How about that? 2,433. The NASDAQ is down a half a point to 6,297. We have a huge winner in the NASDAQ, which we'll talk about here in a moment. In fact, it's one of my largest positions, and it's up 10% again today, hitting new all-time highs. What can it be? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, crude oil, going nowhere. Crude oil down a penny, $45.71. Can't get out of its own way. Too much supply, not enough demand. Gold down $16 per ounce. You know what? If the market saw an impeachment out of this, don't you think gold would be moving today?
Oh, yeah.
Gold is down $15.70. It's not getting the drama that it hoped to. But, you know, when this is all over, you can flip through the channels, right, the media channels, and there's going to be those that say, there it is, there's the smoking gun.
Yeah.
And you can flip through others and say, see, there's absolutely no smoking gun. I think it's very important for each individual to try to figure out for themselves where honesty lies and where truth lies. And it's becoming more and more important because I think the media has become nothing but agenda-driven. Not truth-driven, agenda-driven. Silver's down 24 cents to $17.39 per ounce. The euro is at 1.12. The bond market moving up just a little bit. Actually, interest rates moving up just a little bit, which would cause the bond market to move down just a little bit. Interest rates are up almost 3 basis points now to 2.21%. And the Russell 2000 small cap index basically flat on the day. And this is, they're calling it Super Thursday, because of all the news piling up today.
Now, you rarely talk about the Russell 2000. You very, very rarely bring it up. Why is that?
Well, because there's 2,000 stocks in there, and it's the small cap index.
So little guys.
Small cap companies. And really what they want, why the small caps have not participated that much in the market. In fact, the small cap index is only up about 2% this year. They really want the tax cuts. That's going to benefit the small companies more than anybody, you know. And it hasn't happened yet. Tax reform hasn't happened yet. Now we're being told fall of this year. Why is this Super Thursday? Well, we've already had the ECB meeting this morning. That's the European Central Bank. That's the European version of the Fed. And they have already said no change. Okay, so there's nothing coming out of the ECB meeting at all. We've got the Comey hearings, which are on tap, and the circus, the media circus. I still remember, gosh, I think of the hearings that I've watched over the years. I remember when the Supreme Court Justice Clarence
Clarence Thomas,
yes. And the colorful hearings we heard during then. I listened into the Watergate hearing. In fact, I sat in on a Watergate hearing. We were back. My brother was getting married. My brother-in-law was from Falls Church, Virginia. And we were back there, and while we were there, we toured Washington, D.C. Have you ever done that?
I have not, no. That's on our list with
pretty
the kids.
Pretty neat.
I think this summer or next.
And I sat in on a Senate hearing. They didn't have to drag me out and tase me. Don't tase me, bro. Holding up my sign. Impeach him. Impeach him, you know. And I just sat there as a high school kid, you know, fascinated by it all. I've always been fascinated by politics and leaders around the world and current events and things like that. And then the third thing that's happening today, let's not forget they're going to vote in the United Kingdom. And it seems like the market is now pricing in Theresa May, the one that said enough is enough. It looks like she's going to win, even though not by as much as they thought. Over the Labour Party's Jeremy Corbyn.
Well, you know, there's been some commentary on the UK, and I was listening to some of the pundits overnight, because I'm the same way you are. I listen to every bit of news I can find.
Love it.
You know, it's
eat
crazy.
It up.
Isn't it nuts?
Yeah, oh, I love
but,
it.
But they were saying that if the UK doesn't embrace a more conservative trajectory, that it could fall apart. I mean, it could, and I think a lot of that has to do with the recent terrorism and some of the things that they've allowed to happen in their country.
Boy, I tell you, can they say they're keeping their people safe?
No, and so that is kind of what Miss May is running on, that saying, hey, look, we need to get back to a little bit more conservative, stalwart, you know, stiff upper lip.
Back down big time.
Or we could end up in chaos.
Would you take your family to visit Big Ben right now?
Not right now, no. Uh-huh. And so
would
there you go.
Would you get on a British bus or, you know?
Right,
there's
right.
No way.
Well, you know, the old saying, you don't go stupid places and hang around stupid people and do stupid things.
What am I doing here today? What are we doing with each other here today then?
Dumb and dumber.
You know what? I mean, I read the Comey testimony. I need loyalty. Is there anything wrong with asking a cabinet member? Listen, we're a team here.
Absolutely.
Don't you think the quarterback tells the center, I need loyalty,
sure,
here, pal?
Yeah. We don't need any rogue players.
I'm going to get creamed, you know? So anyways, you know, let's just...
It can be spun in a weird way. But, you know, as a coach... You tell your team, listen, you steal when I tell you to steal. You stay when I tell you to stay.
Yeah.
And it's in the best interest of the team.
Right.
Now, we don't want you to cheat.
Yeah. Now, is Trump trying to hide something? Does he know there's something there? Is there there? And he's trying to say, hey, don't go digging that, go down that path. Well, we'll find out today. But the way the market's reacting right now and the way... They're just searching. They're searching for something, and they just can't find it. So let's just move on with the stock market, which has been hitting new all-time highs. Instead, they want to focus 24/7 on the Russian collusion, okay?
Well, and like we talked about in the office this morning before the show, the market goes on, business goes on, and fortunately, it's ignoring a lot of the drama.
Yeah, well, it goes on, other than that 372-point drop a few weeks ago that was short-lived at best.
Sure was.
We're seeing new highs again. Okay, initial jobless claims come in at 245K. We still have a strong jobs market. And I continue to notice a buoyancy, at least here in San Diego, as I go to stores. My wife said the same thing yesterday. She was out and about. And you know the other comment she made to me? She says, people seem to have a smile on their face these days. They're happier. They're kinder. They're nicer.
Well,
I said, well, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know if it was her, but she just noticed that. Now, here's our big winner. Monster revenue growth from Alibaba. Well, you know what? Alibaba, I found it using the Best Stocks Now app.
All right. This is one of those I told you so's from Bill Gunderson, because he was right again.
I wrote an article back on October 23rd of last year for Seeking Alpha. And, of course, the newsletter readers get the article before it's published on Seeking Alpha on Monday, right? And I said, here's my three largest growth holdings right now, growth stock holdings. One was Broadcom, which has soared since then. Two was Amazon, which has soared since then. And three was Alibaba, which is up 10.3% today, hitting new all-time highs. I just showed you, Rob, our holdings here at Gunderson Capital.
My goodness.
And how much that one holding is up for us and our clients today. Baba, baby. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you were right.
This is the Best Stocks Now, Baba Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson. Today,
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, Rob, I've lost some weight in the last 12 months, haven't I? We were just watching the video from 1 year ago on the app of where I featured Alibaba.
Now, we were commenting on the good job that World Famous Ed does on these videos. If you're not watching Bill on the YouTube channel, on the Bill Gunderson YouTube channel, hey, you're missing a pretty neat production. You need to go and watch. And you can go back like we just did.
On the app.
Sure, you can click right on the app and find the YouTube channel.
Pull up your stock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Push on your stock, Baba.
And then look at
it. Scroll down.
And there it is. You can look at every single video that Bill has ever produced from right here in the studio.
On that stock.
Yeah, on any stock.
Yeah.
And that's
and if there's not anything on it, it's probably not a very good stock, right?
And don't buy it.
Yeah.
But doggone it, you have been so right in so many categories lately, and this is another example of one of those things that you can beat your chest on and say, I told you.
Well, they can watch the 4-minute and 52-second review that I did and said, I'll tell you a little story about Alibaba. for a long time, on Yahoo's growth estimates, they had 4% growth projected out over the next 5 years. And I said, that can't be right. Because I could never make a value case for Alibaba if it's only growing by that. So you know what? I dug into it, and I found the growth rate was more like 25% expected. That changed my target price dramatically higher. And when I raised my target price on the stock based on the info and the intel that I found by digging, next day when the rankings came out on my app, it was number 2.
Okay, so now I'm going to spit on that for a minute, because that is a perfect example of a very skilled, very diligent captain that's looking for the best places to fish. You know, there are a lot of guys who will book a charter, and they're the captain, and they just follow the other boats, or they just go out and wing it. Well, then the top captains, those are the guys that are doing what you did with Alibaba. They're looking at all the water charts. They're looking at the chlorophyll. They're looking at the temperature breaks. They're looking at where the bait are. They're trying to find out and talk to the pilots of the spotter planes. They're talking to other captains that were out the day before. They're looking in their binoculars. They're checking every resource that they can find in order to fish in the most productive waters. And you just said yourself, you found Alibaba, and then it was, based on just kind of radio chatter, but you dug deeper. And
it didn't make sense to me.
Okay, there you go. All the conditions were right.
Yeah.
All the conditions were there to catch a lot of fish, but, but you did the research and showed up on the place and caught the fish.
I think the temperature gauge was giving a false reading.
There you go. Okay. There you go. And you did your own research.
And so I checked the temperature gauge. It wasn't 2% at all. It was 25%. Yahoo had a data error.
Okay.
Now, and that data error was feeding into the app and impacting the valuation. Now, that rarely happens. But something didn't add up to me. This stock, the company had been growing their earnings by 70% per year over the previous 5 years. You mean to tell me that all of a sudden they're going to drop to 2%
sure.
per year growth?
Sure.
That didn't add up. So I did the research. And, of course, when I found out the truth about the growth rate, I backed up the truck. I really did. I said, you know what? empty the bait tank. We're That's parking right. right here.
Braille the bait.
And get right. ready.
That's right. Everybody
and,
get ready.
And it really, you know what? It's done okay since then. But now today, people are starting to wake up and go, wait a minute. This is the Amazon and Google and Facebook of China. This is now a, let's see, what's the market cap today? When I did this report, it was 100, it's $347 billion. When we did the report back here, it was $220 billion. That's how much it's gone up in the 1 year since I discovered that data. Now,
what's gone up like 90% in a year?
And I noticed something else. As I was watching this video from me a year ago, and I'm glad I went on a diet because I really, my chin and everything, being downtown with that Chipotle in our building and all that kind of stuff, you guys, bad influence on me.
Oh, brother.
I feel so much better today.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped eating you guys' diet and everything. No, anyways, the other thing, point I want to make, and I picked this up in my in listening to myself from a year ago, and I own this stock too. At the same time I was buying Alibaba, there was a Japanese company, publicly traded, named SoftBank, which we also own. You know why SoftBank's up today?
Oh, look at that.
Because they were investing in Alibaba wow. at the same time, and I discovered that in my research. So really, by owning SoftBank, which I do in my Premier Growth portfolio, it's up 3.6% today and hitting new all-time highs because they have a big stake in Alibaba. And the other company, obviously, that has a big stake in Alibaba is Yahoo, which is being bought out by Verizon. Now, let's see if Verizon is up on the news today. No. See, Verizon's not reacting at all.
Right.
There's the dud. Okay, so we'll move on. We'll come back to Alibaba because you asked me a good question here. Said, Bill, should I buy some Alibaba
That's
today?
That's right. Yeah, is it too late?
We'll go through the numbers in the second half
right.
of the show, okay? Let me just give a few others. I got
to convince my wife.
Yeah, I like to I want to contrast a good stock here with some bad stocks, okay? Morgan Stanley negative on Ford. They're giving a target price on Ford of $9 per share. Ford is currently $11 per share. Look at the horrible chart. Now,
don't say that. I own Ford.
I wouldn't own that stock.
Thanks a lot.
It was the only stock in the market.
You know why I own Ford? Because I drive.
Because you drive.
Yeah, I drive a Ford truck.
That's bad reason.
I know it.
To own a stock.
I know it.
All right.
I like Ford trucks.
I had a client email me a few weeks ago because something was, Ford changed their CEO.
Right.
That's not a good sign.
Right.
Okay. The guy at the top is gone and we're going to try something new, which they've tried many times over the years. And I had a guy write to me, should we buy Ford here because it has a dividend yield of 5.5%. That's the sizzle. Okay.
No, the F-250 4x4 is the sizzle.
Oh, no.
See, I would be a terrible stock picker.
Yeah. I keep you talking to people.
In. That's right.
I'm locked in the office.
Right. My
there.
Job is to have people talk to you.
Eyeballs on the market.
That's right.
Ford hasn't had any earnings growth. They're looking for 12% less in earnings than the previous year. There's no growth, okay? So why would I buy a stock with a 5.5% dividend? The stock is down 5% this year.
Thanks.
There goes my dividend.
Thanks. Can we change the subject?
All right. We'll change the subject to Honda.
Okay.
Honda. By the year 2025, they'll have autonomous cars. And I'm thinking, you know, I'll be 68 years old. I'm probably going to need somebody to drive my car at that point, a nurse or somebody
right.
or the machine or the robot. Okay. When we come back, let's see if Alibaba is still a buy. Open sesame.
All right.
All right.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier.
One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I guess someday, Rob, I'll pass you on the freeway in my self-driving Honda.
Yeah, I'll still be driving.
And wave to you in your Ford that you're driving. Say, hey, I'm reading the newspaper. I'm having lunch. I'm on the internet.
Yeah, but if we ever cross in an intersection, my F-250 will crush you.
Yes, that's true. Okay, well, is Baba still a buy? That's a good question. Would I buy it today?
And that's that's the question that a lot of folks are going to have listening to the show today. Because remember, just a couple of months ago and then a year ago, you were saying, hey, this is a great buy. This is a great buy. Now folks are seeing that it has really, really jumped out ahead, like me. And I want to say, well, should I go in and buy a few shares?
Well, we were just watching the last time we featured the stock, and of course the backdrop changed. Did you notice we have the flower fields of Carlsbad behind us instead of the downtown skyline because we moved our headquarters? But just 2 months ago, April the 5th, 17, you can watch the 4-minute video, and there I am saying that this is getting ready to turn into a monster stock. Now, interestingly enough, what's the headline today for Alibaba?
Exactly what you said.
Let me read the headline, okay? It says, as soon as I find it, it's right there. Alibaba forecasts monster revenue growth.
Exactly what
they
you said.
They used the word monster after the fact. I used it before the fact. Now, let's make it say a second thing. Back here on April the 5th of 2000, you can watch the video. I'm pretty transparent. You've got a talking app to keep you company. If you're lonely, you can go click on and see me talking to you and soothing your nerves talking to you.
Oh,
and there's flowers in the background. It's an American flag, isn't it?
It is.
Of flowers in here in Carlsbad. We're very patriotic in Carlsbad out here. We're one of the few bastions of conservatism left in California, right?
That's why we're here.
All right. Well, anyways, at that time, I said, I think the stock is half price right now. Now, it hasn't doubled since then.
It's on its way.
So, Mike, it's up like 20%.
Well, that's on its way.
My gut feel is it's still a good buy. But, nevertheless, if I had just stumbled upon this stock today and was analyzing it today, that's the kind of lens we have to look at it through. By the way, it was ranked number 10 out of 4,228 stocks yesterday. 2 months ago, it was ranked number 2 out of 4,228. Today, it's ranked number 15.
So it's really, really up there one of those top stocks to be involved with.
This is like going to Ruth Chris. They get the top 1%, one-tenth of 1% of all the beef in America.
The USDA,
did you know that?
Grade A choice. Prime. It's
prime.
The prime.
You cut That's into right. a filet mignon at Ruth Chris. I'm going to take you one someday.
Someday.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
maybe in Sarasota.
I used to take the crew all the time until I went on my diet and all this and that. We used to go out all the time as we hit milestones.
Sure.
When a stock like this goes up. In my opinion, Ruth Chris is still the best steak in America.
Well, we need to have an Alibaba party.
It's better than that chewy thing I got at Vaughn's yesterday that I almost took back. Okay, why is Alibaba the top 1 or 2% of all the stocks in the world? This is a global stock. This company is not headquartered in Philadelphia. It's headquartered in Hong Kong. All right, well, let's take a look. It's simple. Let's take a look at the valuation of the shares, all right? Alibaba is currently trading at 26 times forward earnings. Well, that's a little rich. That's a little bit higher than the overall market. The overall market's trading at 18 times, 17 and a half times, 18, right in there, forward earnings. But then again, filet mignon sells for more than hamburgers.
It sure does.
Okay, so you've got to expect to pay
a premium price.
This is a premium product. Why is it a premium product? Well, you know, I always say it comes down to growth or earnings. Now, we just looked at Ford, and Ford's been growing their earnings by 2 or 3% per year, and you chug down the road in your Ford pickup, and, and it's chugging along. Alibaba has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 49%
wow.
per year.
Wow.
Where else do you find a $350 billion company? Okay, this is bigger than IBM. This is bigger, way bigger than Ford or General Motors. And still growing at a rate like that.
Wow.
Now, it's not going to continue to grow by 50% per year. And you see how I have the tools necessary
sure.
to give me the information that I need? I pay up for these tools. This tool that I'm using here is not cheap. But what I like about it is everything is on one page here. I've got the earnings. I've got this chart. I've got the, I can go back. I can click on it and take a look at what it's done since it's been a publicly traded company.
It looks like a fish finder to me.
And when they came public, I said, give it a year. It went down for a year. It really didn't do well out of the gate. And then it started to kick in. And I remember the roadshow of Jack Ma being on TV. Little guy, but smart guy, right? It takes something to create a company that is now a $343 billion. Okay,
wow.
We think of a billionaire. This is a $343 billion company from an idea that Jack Ma had. Company is headquartered in Hong Kong. All right, now, going forward, this is where I discovered an error. The consensus growth estimate going forward was listed at 2 or 3%. I said, that can't be right. There's a problem there. I found out it was more like 20%, which I think is conservative. This quarter that they just reported today, their earnings were up 37%. Their sales were up 50%. Biggest quarter they've ever had for growth. So I changed my growth rate, which changed the formula, which changed the target price. Now, as I sit here today, this is without inputting the new numbers. Because I guarantee that those earnings estimates for next year of $4.28, they're going higher because they beat earnings today. They're going higher. But as of today, as we sit here today, my target price on Alibaba is $225 per share.
Wow.
Rob. And
wow.
Where's it at today?
Yeah, $1.37. So that's
okay. From $1.37 to $2.25.
So I guess I better go sell my Ford and buy it.
I got a hunch that the target price, when all is said and done and the dust settles, see, that's another thing I do with the app. I'm constantly keeping those target prices fresh because things change. And every day I take a segment of the database and go through it with a fine-tooth comb and then go through the entire database generally. So,
well, you're making your own case right now for folks having an active money manager.
There you go again, trying to sell
listen,
my service.
I'm telling you, by having a skipper at the wheel, by not just having a computer program, somebody who can ferret out all the information.
A robot.
Come on. Yeah, the average person doesn't know what's going on in the market today. They don't know what Alibaba's doing. They don't know the research behind it or why you buy it or why you're up 11 or 12% today for the folks that own it. And they didn't even have to worry about it. They didn't have to mow their own lawn. They didn't have to weed their own garden.
I mow my own lawn.
Well, you mow everybody's lawn.
I was out there Saturday.
Okay.
We got a big lawn to
but
mow. But get a little tractor.
They don't have to worry about it. They've got a captain driving the ship for
them. You know, of all the emails I get from people, you know the one that I appreciate more than any and makes me happier? You know what they say? I have learned more about the stock market.
Sure.
But you know what else they say? Why do I need you?
No.
You've taught me so much. I could do it myself now.
I like the ones
Thank
that
you.
Say thanks. Those are the ones that hey, we are really happy. Thank you so much. I'm sure glad we listened to you.
I mean, otherwise you can have a sponge cake acid allocation
right.
with whipped cream on top that tastes like goo. And
hey, speaking of listening to you, we're taking the show on the road. We got to mention that.
This is right.
We're coming out to Sarasota July 13th, 14th, and 15th. If you want to
forget Atlanta,
the following week, the following week on the 20th,
they're connected.
So David. we got Sarasota and then Atlanta. The week of the 13th there, July 13th, and then the week of the 20th, the following week. But that's where you get to see the Gunder Band live.
That's right.
You get to see the Gunder.
The Rolling Gunder Review.
That's right. So if you want to come out and see Bill out in Sarasota and then again in Atlanta, you got to give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Let us know you want to come. All right. We'll set up an appointment for you.
Don't want to run out of cookies.
No. Hey, this is Rob Sanford. We've got Bill Gunderson here in the studio on his own show. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
What's up there? Here we couple of... What are we? We're baby boomers.
Yeah, well, right on the very tail end there.
Tail end of the baby boomers. Well, my father was a World War II submarine veteran.
Now, are we taking our Stratocaster and our Les Paul out on the tour next month?
Oh, man. How much would they charge me? You know... You know me. I'm thrifty.
We might not have an audience.
I'm thrifty and self-reliant. I'm not going to pay.
If we bust
my
out the
amplifier weighs 100 pounds.
We bust out the electric guitars and put
and
on
it's
wigs.
Out of tune. And my fingers don't move like they used to. You just wait. You're 5-6 years behind me. That's why I'm thinking about that self-driving car or some lady that drives me around
there you go.
To appointments.
Lynn's not
going to
do it. She won't do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right. Okay, now, I do want to talk. I was going to do another stock. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't.
We're in the fourth quarter.
But I want people to know, I had no idea that when you convinced me, well, you're going to Sarasota for a reason. You have in-laws there.
Well, sure.
And I understand why you only go once a year. Okay. Your wife drives.
Be careful now. Yeah, careful.
You know, I've had in-laws, and you're going there for vacation. And you said, hey, Bill, why don't you, while we're back there, let's do a little.
Take the show on the road.
Yeah, and you finally talked me into it, and I feel guilty. I have a sister in Tampa. And I haven't seen her in a couple of years. And, you know, I mean, family's important. You know, the high price we place on family and everything. So, you know, it just all worked and it came together. And but what I didn't realize is the response
we've
had.
Goodness.
It's been overwhelming.
Folks want to meet you.
And, you know, I gave Rob, I said, look, here's, I can only meet with so many people per day. And I'm not blowing smoke here. I mean, it's. You know, a half an hour is about what I have because in the interim, I still got to run and manage money and do radio shows and write newsletters and articles and everything.
Still work to be done.
So, and I'm not just saying this to be saying this and to try to create this sense of, it really is. I mean, if you want to meet with me during those 3 days that we're there, there's only so many half-hour time slots, I guess you could say.
And you got to eat.
You're keeping the appointment book, just like I'm a dentist traveling That's there. Right. And if you need your molar looked at, if you've had a toothache up here every time you bite into fried okra up here, and you want me to look at that, if you've got a portfolio that hurts every time you open the envelope.
You need some Novocaine.
If you need a financial plan, if you have no idea, if you have, you know, when we leave the harbor, we have the coordinates set on the boat.
Sure we do.
Right?
Yeah.
Of exactly where we're headed.
We know where we're starting.
And we can check along the way. It tells us how far we are from our destination. It tells us if we need to adjust the course a little bit to our destination. Autopilot's real. I am just shocked at how good autopilot
is
and GPS is.
But now when we're going back to Tampa and Sarasota, we're going to hire a guide to go tarpon fishing. We are.
If I get time, now you want me to work in 2 hours with tarpons.
Doggone straight. We're going tarpon fishing. So that's why we got to get all these appointments done, because Saturday we're going to catch a tarpon.
And then that Thursday evening at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota, that's going to be a party.
That's at 6:30.
That's at 6:30.
Now that's where you get to hear Bill wax eloquent for about an hour.
I don't want to run out of cookies.
So 6:30, and that's open to everyone. And we might even... The word is, we might have a couple of giveaways.
Oh, well, I definitely am going to have a couple of giveaways.
Like
dinner for two at Burns Steakhouse, which I consider to be the finest steakhouse in America.
I think more people want a Gunderson fishing hat.
Or a Burns Steak dinner?
Yeah.
Are you
kidding
me? No,
they'd rather have a Gunderson fishing hat.
Okay, I'll give them the hat.
The Gunderson
That's all they get's a lousy hat. Like Mitt Romney said.
They get to hear us blab.
And I'll take the steak dinner. Okay. No, we will definitely have a drawing.
Okay.
And there's no question about that. We're going to have some nice stuff.
Fishing rod?
Nice stuff. Yeah, maybe you can get your Phoenix rod.
Yeah, there you go.
Or maybe my cousin up in Montana, a fly rod.
How about your old broken spinning reel that's sitting in the lobby out there?
Yeah, we need a part for that.
Yeah, we do.
You're supposed to get the part for that. Go to Ken's Reel Shop in Oceanside. All right, now,
lest we
short our Atlanta audience, where we're live again and
up,
they were getting the day before show.
Day old bread.
It's still better than most current shows on other channels.
I talked to a guy in Atlanta yesterday. He was thrilled that we're back live.
Yeah.
He was thrilled. He was so excited.
Okay. All right. So, but then we're getting on the road and heading to Atlanta. I'm taking my wife with me. I get to meet Lynn. She wants to sign people in, and she wants to draw the card for the Burns dinner. And of course, in Atlanta, we'll have a different one, you know.
Well, you know, Whitney will be there, too. We ought to get him together out there.
It's signing people in.
That's right.
And meet and greet. Okay, now then we take the show to the road in Atlanta, and I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Part of Saturday, right.
And that appointment calendar is open to meet with me in person for, you know, half hour. And if you need a financial plan, you don't have no direction, you know, if you want me to review your portfolio, if you're not happy where you're at. And, of course, we'll also be doing a workshop there. I don't want to run out of pecan pie or whatever I choose. I haven't chosen the
peach pie.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta.
They're sick of
the
peach
Georgia
pie.
Peach.
They're sick of it. They'd rather have something from California.
We better bring some shrimp.
Guacamole or something.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be Thursday the following week, which is July the 20th.
Yeah, July 20th.
It'll be humid.
It will be, but we'll be in the Hyatt.
We'll be in the Hyatt, air-conditioned.
Perimeter in Atlanta, and the one in Sarasota will be the Hyatt downtown Sarasota, the Hyatt
Regency.
Right
on the water.
Right on the water.
You can fish off the shore there.
I'll be doing it.
While I'm in Espousal.
Out the window.
How about that? And, if you get a redfish, let me know. I'll come help you. I'll gaff it for you.
Okay.
I'll bring my big net.
Oh, this is going to be quite the show, folks, let me tell you.
So, anyways. And then, of course, we're headed to Seattle, and we're lining that one up.
Late summer. Yeah.
Looking to combine that with albacore and salmon.
Albacore and salmon.
I'd love to bring back an ice chest full of salmon and albacore.
I've done that out of Astoria.
You showed me a picture in the same day you caught a salmon and a tuna.
And albacore.
That's
same
unbelievable.
Day. Right out of the
That's
Columbia
like
River.
A hole in one.
There you go.
Where do they call?
Okay, you want to get signed up for the seminar, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-2378. Or go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up. Let us know you want to come see us, and we'll be there. Hey, it's Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.